Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katsi, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
Allegedly, that's the Jamie.
Rumor has it.
And we are here to take you on a whirlwind tour through the latest and greatest in Vancouver's independent music scene.
Hey, fun thing. We do it every week.
We do, allegedly. That time, the allegedly is a little more serious.
Yeah.
It's been, we haven't been here in studio since our last episode with Future Star, which was very exciting. And there's actually a Future Star show happening tonight.
Whoa.
April 14th, if you're listening live on Sunday night, from 7 o'clock onwards at the Lido. So it started already, but I'm sure you can catch the rest of the tape and then swing by for some Future Star and Buddy at the Lido. It's very exciting.
Really cool little lineup.
Great lineup. And so we're gonna we'll have something sort of related to that anyway, but we're just gonna get things started with a little bit of, that's right, that's what we do here on this, on the show, is we play music by local artists, and this local artist, we have played their music before in various other, both under the name Patrick Ferrugia and also in other projects, ACPDF, previously other projects and stuff. So
and I should say Patrick is now playing guitar in Buddy.
Oh,
who
so,
just mentioned.
Wow.
That
was, I knew that.
That's why, well played, Jesse.
That's why we're playing Patrick's music right now and not Buddy. Anyway, this track by Patrick is their latest release, and it is called True 2. So we're going to get to it right now. It's been 3 years.
Oh,
Labradorite, featuring future star, our friend, regular guest, currently performing, well, or getting ready to perform. It's hard to say without being there at the Lido.
Mint Records legend.
Mint Records legend.
If you missed it last time, we had Zelina on the show, and that's where she revealed the enormous news that she has signed to Mint Records, which is so cool.
Yes, and as soon as we played we announced it, we played a big, famous country rock song that my partner Katie, for a moment, thought was the new Future Star record and was very confused.
I think Selena, in a second, would shift genres to match Hardy.
Sure.
To be totally honest.
Pull her own Beyonce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just heard, before the Golden Age of Wrestling, you heard new music from Soft Fossil, the alter ego of Sightline's frontman, Eric. And that was called Remapping, from a double single, Remapping and Coronator. And before that, True 2 by Patrick Frugia. Cool pop song there, electro pop with some sort of punky rock tendencies, I guess. And I think we're just going to keep it rolling unless you got something else you want to say about any of those tracks.
Well, I was going to say, from one person that signed with a record label of note to another person that signed to a record label of note.
Yeah. We're going to play now some music by at least one time interviewee and CJSF alum, Hallelujah Hailu, who is also, I think, soon to be a graduate of this program because she will be too popular to be played on our measly independent underground scene. But Hallelujah signed with 604 Records and has just released a EP album. It's seven tracks, right in the middle there.
Right on the border.
Right on the borderline, called Eternally Yours. And it features the single Manic Pixie Pacifist, which is blowing up on our national radio broadcaster, which I listen to all the time. And it's always weird to hear someone who, I hear people I've met on the radio all the time here on the mixtape. But anyway, let's do it.
Let's dig in.
Enough talking. This is Manic Pixie Pacifist by Hallelujah Hailu.
Don't call me and expect anything other than my usual apathetic tone. I'm not a cop, I'm not a priest, but you confess it all to me. Who else knows? Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist. Afraid to change you in a way. I pity the version of me who copped our name. explicit pacifist. Act real, the life that you believe in it. Just a step in your character development. Was I just playing a role and you were taking me home? Maybe I'm just a butterfly.
Slow.
Space and Time, Sade Wele and Teyon Gibbs from Sade's new record, Intuition, which is out now and is great.
So vibey will be sometimes. There's two sets of vibey songs.
Yeah, and coming up, more vibey. No,
nope.
Just kidding.
Hard shift.
Classic patented mixtape, Hard Shift. Jumping genres, hopping, word for genres that starts with an H.
Yeah, genre hopping, genre catapulting.
Nailed it.
Yeah. We're getting a little bit of a pop punk emo swapperino here.
But not before we let you know what you just heard, of course. Before Sade, we heard from another show favorite, Kim Ortle. Their new track, Butterfly High. And before that was Manic Pixie Pacifist. Probably the last time we get to play Hallelujah on the show.
It's a sad day, but...
Well, it's great for Hallelujah.
Hallelujah can go hang out with Japan Droids now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In the Hall of Fame. No, I'm not going to do it. this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. You might be listening live on Sunday night. 8 to 9, or you could possibly be catching us podcasted, or one of the times we repeat on Tuesday and Friday mornings. Either way, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. And Jamie,
yeah,
you left the house this week.
I did. Despite my desires to stay inside, I did leave and go to a concert that was very good. And it's funny that you mention that we have those rebroadcast times, because one of the people in the bands that I saw play said that the first time they ever heard their song on the radio was when we were rebroadcasting it, like in the morning shows during the week.
Nice.
And they heard the song, so that's cool. That person was Tara from Cursed Words, formerly of Strange Breed, who are a band that we've had on the show before. Cursed Words is the new project with Tara and Meg from that band, from Strange Breed, with two new people joining them. You can tell that they are both, was it seasoned pros, but
yes,
also trying, like, doing a new thing. Whereas, like, things, they're still, like, what do you hear? There's things that they could, like, edges they could soften, but they're all still extremely good at what they do. And the songs are good, and they opened the show at Bullies on Friday, which is a Vancouver show for Kelowna's Costin, who's a band that I don't know if you've listened over the last couple of years, but I'm pretty obsessed with.
Jamie, so wait, let me get this straight. We're talking about a Vancouver show for Kelowna band in New Westminster?
Yes.
What about this is Vancouver?
Everything, Jesse. It's Metro Vancouver. Okay, but yeah, so Cursed Words was great. The band after was Cloudsick. Couldn't find them online, which honestly I could probably be better at research.
But also, if anything, that I feel like that's cred. That's credibility points. If you're a band and you're not on the internet.
Cloudsick was good. If you see that they are playing in and around town, go find them. Or if you're better at finding them on the internet than I am, go do that. Emo, pop punk, post hardcore, whatever you want to call it, is good. And then right behind them was Poor Sport, who, guess what? Fill all those areas as well. Emo, pop punk, post hardcore, A lot of yelly, but cool guitar licks. Everyone just has like little moments of tappy, tappy, tappy on the guitar next this weekend. And it was amazing. Poor Sport was fantastic. We're going to get to some of them in a little bit. And, of course, the headliner was Costin, who, Jesse, continues to be one of the most exciting live acts from this city. Jenna, the lead singer of the band, is extremely frenetic and exciting as a performer, a very great singer, very active on stage, lots of crowd interactions. I don't know, she's extremely good at navigating.
Love it.
The front person status, and then of course the backing line of that band is absurd and extremely good, and like Lexi, who plays guitar in Costin, is really quite talented, plays like a 12-string guitar, I believe, or like very many strings, more than a regular string guitar sometimes. Real Korn vibes, but it's a little poppier than that. It's a lot of fun. Costin's fantastic. If you missed them in Metro Vancouver, well, you should go see them. They're currently on a West Coast tour at the time of this recording. But yeah, they're fantastic. I'm glad I got to see them again.
Love that. Thanks for the report, Jamie. B+.
Thank you.
We will now give you some musical examples to let you know what you missed out on, just to tease you a little bit, but also to motivate you to go next time. Catch these bands. We're going to start with Chapter 2 by Cursed Words.